One look at our lovely, large valley bottom lakes here in the Okanagan and you think there's so much water. But did you know that more water evaporates from our lakes every year due to our semi-arid climate than is replaced with rain or snow? Our lake water started during the last ice age melt and is annually replenished from higher upland snowpacks, then passes through creeks and groundwater. Per capita, we use much more water than most other Canadians because of our hot climate and landscaping, golf courses, orchards, ranches, wineries, etc., and wildfire fighting. Thank goodness we have the Okanagan Basin Water Board, OBWB. In the 1960s, the Okanagan had water pollution problems from poorly treated sewage effluent released into the lake, runoff from cattle yards, and toxins from insecticides. Thus, the OBWB, OBWB.ca, was instituted valley-wide enabling water quality studies, monitoring and best water management practices. We really need to take care of our water. Now that we're nestled snug in our warm homes this November, it's a great time to think about caring for our lakes from home. You probably already know to turn off the tap to prevent clean water from going down the drain while brushing teeth or washing. I even turn off the shower while I scrub, then back on to rinse, no problem. I wash my dishes by hand, saving water as if I'm backpacking, again, no problem. No clean water is wasted down the drain. I catch rinse water in jugs in the sink or shower water as it's warming up. This waters my houseplants. All this gives me a cheery sense of accomplishment by helping our environment. Water conservation is water-wise. Check out oakwaterwise.ca, tips, and home-water-works.org for easy, helpful practices that you can implement. Now we're challenged with new chemicals that can escape our water treatment facilities which still pumps effluent into our lakes. Per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, PFAs, also known as forever chemicals, are highly toxic chemicals found in hundreds of everyday household products. These chemicals don't decompose and can flow through the water cycle to soil, air, and even us. PFAs in drinking water may increase cholesterol levels, change liver enzymes, and disrupt hormones. PFAs make products like food packaging, paper plates, cosmetics, pharmaceuticals, dental floss, clothing, and firefighting foams all water, stain, and oil repellent. Go to obwb.ca, choose water quality, then endocrine disruptors. Read the sidebar for easy tips to greatly reduce unwanted chemicals in our lakes and our bodies. This is just a beginning. You can find more online. Microplastics are hitting the news and being studied in Okanagan Lake. Like forever chemicals, plastics don't decompose, they become microplastics. Check out https://microplasticsokanagan.com/. Help prevent microplastics from entering our lakes by avoiding synthetic clothing which sheds microplastic fibers when washed. Choose natural fibers and install microplastic capturing devices for your washing machine. And of course, avoid single-use disposable plastics like bags, straws, cutlery, foam food packaging, etc. We'll keep our lakes lovely, clean, and healthy if we stay aware and take care. And thank goodness for the OBWB. Roseanne enthusiastically shares her knowledge of the outdoors to help readers experience and enjoy nature. Discover exciting and adventurous natural events, best trails, and wild places. Follow her on Facebook for more.